Olson seems to be. They're all 360-minute tapes. I am now holding the mic in my hand. I realize that the on and off of the mic also operates the tape. I'm holding this about 1 foot from my mouth. Presently, I have the mic, the exterior mic, set on the table, and it's all possibly a foot and a half from my mouth.
When you meet Brighton, I went to food court. I was there, that was going to be a torture year too, I could see from the start. We had such a Eulalia, and she was off. Of course, we didn't understand that the first doll was, had some kind of a disease, I guess, that nobody, but she'd come down to breakfast some days, and she'd, before she'd even say a word, she'd cry tears as big as Dutch donuts on her plate. Nobody would know what was wrong with her. That was awful. One time she went to Pittsburgh, and when she came home, she said, well, I met the Mother Superior in Pittsburgh, and she said, from now on, the sisters were forbidden to use ketchup and vanilla. Can you imagine that? That's what she said. Well, anyway, we put up with her until then. It got so bad that we just couldn't stand it anymore. So everybody on the mission except Sister Apollonia and myself wrote to Mother Alphonse, this was Mother Superior at the time, we wrote to her and asked if she could give us a different superior. So,
did you say you and Sister Apollonia did not?
We did not write, but Sister Marie Benedict, Sister Placide, Sister Evangelista, I forget who else was there, but they all wrote and asked for Mother Alphonse to take Sister Eulalia out. We just couldn't stand her. And they told some of the things she had been doing.
Why didn't the two of you join that?
Well, we felt it wasn't right. It wasn't the right thing to do. We thought we should put up with things. We should pray harder and pray for her. And we just said, leave it in God's hands. Oh, another one that was there was Sister Elizabeth. She taught music. I forgot to mention her. But anyway, they all wrote. Anyhow, in due time, we got word that we were getting a new superior, but we had no idea who it was. All right. The next thing we know, Sister Eulalia is getting packed amid her tears and so on and so on. She was sent up to Katanning, and we got Sister Mars from Katanning down to Freeport. It was an entirely different world. We loved Sister Mars from the day she came. She was just wonderful, just wonderful. I loved her like a mother. We all did. She was just grand. Father Benson was the pastor there, and we liked him too. He was great. And that was the place where we did so much for the poor people. I had a little girl in school who was making her first Holy Communion, and she had practically nothing. Her mother was either going insane or was already insane. Everybody was afraid of her. She had a big long butcher knife, and she was threatening people. We didn't know whether she was going to jump off the bridge or what she was going to do. So, well, anyway, she was taken away, And Sister Morris went to the store and got material. And I made a princess slip for this little girl to make her first communion. I gave her a haircut. We got a dress and so on. We used to do things like that for people that were poor, you know. Sister Morris was all for it. All right. From Freeport, I went to New Kensington. That was the old convent in New Kensington. And I had my dear Sister Agatha. She was great. And I had her for a year. Then she was moved. And we got Sister Bruckman's. And I don't know how long I was there under Sister Bruckman's. Oh, maybe about 3 years or so. That was the old convent.
It sounds like the Superior really had a lot to do with the
mission. Oh, yes. Sister Bruckman was not only Superior, she was principal. She taught the fifth grade. And, well, she had the house and everything to take care of, and oh, gracious, I mean, you know, like paying bills and all that sort of thing, along with the class in school and along with managing the whole group of us. It was too much. But anyway, that was the old house. We had one bathroom there for the whole mob of us, too. All right, from New Kensington, I went to Lilly. Way up in the mountains. That was awful. Awful. Sister Benedict was Superior, and Sister Adelaide was there. If you've ever heard anybody talk about Aunt Addie,
mm-hmm.
Oh, gracious me. That was something. I slept in the same cell with Sister Rita Dallas, and she had some kind of a gallbladder condition. She used to get sick at night, as sick as a dog. Those were the days. We had no janitor. You had to clean your own classroom. Things were rough up there, very rough. All right, from Lilly, I went to Johnstown. And those were four happy years.
That's St. John.
Yes. Two under Sister Martina. Now, everybody, Martina didn't have a good reputation, but the Lord bless Mother Alphonsus. Before she would send you someplace or tell you to do something, she'd always give you a reason or something that would soften the situation. So she said, now, Sister Emily, I'm sending you to Johnstown under Sister Martina. Now, she has a name of being very hard to live with. But really, Sister, she has a heart of gold. And I want you to do your best. I said, I will. I liked Sister Martina. I liked her very much.
She did have a heart of gold.
She did. She really did, yes. And once in a while, she'd get a little bit off, and she'd say, you brood of vipers. But we all, you know, we laughed it off. We said, well, the poor soul's not feeling well today. She was up in years. In fact, she went to school with my dad. So, anyway.
Was she able to tell you about your dad?
No. But that was hard anyway. Anyway, her 2 years were up. Oh, under her we had an automobile named Chug Chug. You've probably heard about Chug Chug.
Oh.
And a man named Jack McKay that used to drive. Well, all right. After Sister Martina's time was up, we got Sister Louise. And by that time, Mother Adrian was Mother Superior. The first thing she did was write to Sister Louise and say she wanted that notorious vehicle brought to Baden immediately.
Did you ever go on calls to the sick people in Chum Chum?
I didn't. maybe some of the other ones did.
She put food and things and take it to the poor people in Johnstown.
I see. Sister Marquita did this.
Yes, and help people out.
I know.
Nobody was allowed to know it, just the one sister she took with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jack McCary.
Yes, yes. Well, oh, yes, we had a family named Claudel Gracious. They had a child almost as often as you could have one. I had Jenny and Stella in my room, and she was always doing things for the Claudels. Then we had the Heidenthals. They had a great, big, big family. I had Charles Heidenthal. And then, well, anyway, and after her 2 years were up, we got Sister Louise. And it was in Sister Louise's time that we had the St. Patrick's Flood.
1936.
Sister Louise, well, we were all in school, and then I had the first and second grades, and the mayor came to me. I had his little kids in school, and he came to my door, and he said, "Sister, I want you to ring the bell for dismissal immediately." Oh, I said, "I couldn't do that." He said, "I'm telling you to do it." He said, "There's an emergency. The flood is coming up." And he said, "If we don't dismiss immediately, the children will not be able to get home." I said, "But I have to get permission from Sister Louise. She's up on the second floor." He said, "Do what I tell you. Ring the bell now." He said, then he said he was the mayor of the town. So I went out in the hall and I rang the bell. Well, everybody wonders what's going up. So Sister Louise, the first thing she sent somebody down, and I said, "The mayor," and I told her what I just told you. So we hurried up and dismissed. And by that time, the water is really coming up. But anyhow, some of the people didn't get home, and we had to keep them in our convent overnight. We had the Roddies and the Mitterhoffs, you know, related to Sister Mary Clifford. And we had a number of people we had to keep. Well, anyway,
how long did those children stay with you?
They stayed overnight anyway, and we had to leave the convent too. And Sister Louise got the Blessed Sacrament, and there was a mission going on at the church. Now, the week before, they had the women's mission, and this happened on Tuesday of the men's mission. The men said they were so good they didn't need the mission. So anyway, it happened on Tuesday. Redemptorist priests were giving the mission, and Mother Petrel helped statue was all decorated, like everything, with lilies and beautiful things. But we took the Blessed Sacrament and we went up the hill to a place called Fryhopers was the name of the, and they were the bakers. Anyway, they welcomed us. And it turned out that man belonged to St. Joseph's Church, and he hadn't been to church for, I don't know, years and years. But anyway, they welcomed us in, and we had candles, and we were allowed to go to their dining room, and Sister Louise put the Blessed Sacrament on the buffet, and she lit these two candles. And we knelt down and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed. And then after a while, they decided that we didn't have any supper. They'd probably give us something to eat. So we had our supper there, and then we prayed some more. And around 9 o'clock that night, the authorities came and told us that we could go back to our convent if we wanted to. But we couldn't, nothing on the first floor. You had to go up on the second floor. So we went back, and later on, that man that saw us kneeling there praying to the Blessed Sacrament and so on, he came back to the church. Yes, he came back to the church. And anyhow, when we went back to the convent, oh, what a mess. We didn't have our clothes off. That was Tuesday. we didn't have our clothes off till Friday. You just would lie down. You'd get up, you'd lie down. It was terrible, just terrible. Then on Sunday.
You mean you were working all that time?
You couldn't get downstairs because the water was up. On the first floor, it was up 24 inches. The legs of the piano and everything. And I had made alder beds, and you couldn't use them. I mean, I had the stuff in the icebox to make alder beds. Fortunately, the water didn't come up higher where I had a whole batch of them made, and they were up in the top of the cupboard. They were all right, but anyway, we couldn't use the school for a whole month. So we came to Baden, we made Easter retreat, and we stayed in Baden. Then we went back, and things were pretty well cleared up by that time. But you never could use the basement anymore. You never could have a lunch room down in the basement. You had to eat in your classroom that the kids had brought their lunch. So then the following year, I went back with Sister Louise again. And that was heavenly. That was really, yeah.
You know, Sister, do you mind if I tell you, Moxon Sisters, you know, out at Moxon, St.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick's,
mm-hmm.
I talked with those sisters. I lived with a couple of men.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go, you know, leave the convent, and they have, right, I'm not sure about guys down, but they had a head for the hills,
mm-hmm.
and they had to go just up and down the streets asking people to take them in.
Well, do you know Sister Claver, that's Florence Boyle, and Sister William Joseph didn't come with us when we left the convent. They went up by themselves, and they were going way up there on Frankstown Road. And that's the red light district. And they were going in a place, and a woman came out and said, "Oh, sisters, don't come in here. Don't come in here. Go anywhere else, but don't come here." So they went to a place called Martha. But
that was the family?
Martha was the name of the family where they went to. But we went to the Fryhofer's.
Where did the children go? Did they go with you?
They managed somehow. Some of them were stranded. Yeah, the Franklin Street Bridge was out. You know, that was washed out. But I don't remember. We got them out. And, Sister Louise, of course, wouldn't do anything without Father Cadore's permission. So she called up Father Cadore, and he said, "Oh, I don't think things are so bad as all that." And he looked out the window, and he saw, and he was surprised. He said, "Oh, yes, my goodness, yes." He said, "Dismissed immediately."
You had already rung the bell.
Yeah, yes. Yes, I did what the mayor told me. Well, I think I've said enough, don't you?
Oh, no, it just took a little bit of time. Would you like to talk about, you know, you're coming to Baden and living here, how you view the life of the
You mean down at the time of the flood?
No, right now.
Oh, when we got to Baden to make retreat, they were happy to see us. They said they just heard on the radio that Johnstown was about to be washed down the Ohio River.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the time of the flood.
One more dam break, you know, would have been washed out like it did in that, I don't know what year, 18 something.
Yeah,
1898.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that leaves us at 1936.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go after that?
I was from Johnstown, where did I go? Oh, to Katanning. My worst year in the community, Katanning. We had Sister Seraphim for Superior. At Annunciation, we had Mother Genevieve for superior. We had Sister Gerard for principal. And then first and second grades. That was hard again. But I only stayed 1 year. Then I went to Denora. And I was there with Sister Mary Ida for superior. And Sister Roberta. Sister Roberta was senior sister. She was a dear old soul. Sister Marie Holing. And then, who else was there? Mary Ida, Roberta, myself. And Sister Electra taught music. I forget who else was there. But anyway, and Father Purcell was the acting pastor. All right, Sister Mary Ida had a mastectomy. And the first thing that the priest said to me when I went over to tell him that she was going to, he said, who's coming in her place? He didn't ask how Sister was or anything. So I told him that Sister Cyprian was being sent in her place. So Sister Cyprian stayed long enough that things were settled, and when Sister Mary Ida got better and able to come back, she returned. Many years I was in Denora.
Do you remember some of the families in Denora?
But that was the old school. The old school, and I returned 10 years later and had Sister, who was a superior. And Gertrude was superior the last time I was there. Yes. And that was in the school up on the hill, way, way, way up. We leased the public school. And you had to go in a taxi cab up there every morning. So.
Can you remember what Denora was like then?
What
Denora was
like? Denora was like. Well. The people used to sit, the men on one side of the church, the women on the other side, and there was a sister, Boy Mayor's mother and dad, and they'd come to church together, and then when they'd get to church, they'd separate, one would go. Oh, those were the days. Then we got a new pastor, we got Father Joseph Lowney. Father Purcell was taken out, he went to St. Luke's in Carnegie, but he only lasted a short while, he died of a heart. He was a saint too. But anyway, we got Father Lonnie, and everybody loved him.
Sister Owen's brother.
Yes, Sister Owen's brother, yes. And for Christmas, we got him a television set. And he thought that was wonderful, just wonderful. That was Sister Ann Gertrude's idea. So, things were pretty nice. When we went there, when the first thing he said to Sister Ann Gertrude was, now you're the principal, all right, you take charge of your side of the walk, and I'll take charge of this side. He said, you have the school, I have the church, and so on. You stay out of my hair, I'll stay out of yours. And that was
nice. Oh, my goodness.
But we all liked him. We all liked him.
you visit much around other missions? Like, could you go to
Mon
City?
Oh, yes, we
or
went. We used to go often to Mon City. We'd be invited down there, maybe for a meal or something like that.
That was Monongahela.
Monongahela City, Transfiguration, yes. We'd get down there once in a while. And they'd come up to our place occasionally. All right, I think.
You went to the hospital eventually.
Oh, yes. My last mission before I went to the hospital was back at Holy Rosary again, and I had Sister, and I loved Holy Rosary. That was my choice. I was there with Sister Christina, another saint, and we just loved her. She died on Ash Wednesday, the 23rd of February, I'll never forget it, 1955. Sunday morning before that, she had some kind of an attack, early in the morning, around 4:30. And she wouldn't call anybody, she just stayed in bed.
She had been a nurse.
She was a nurse, yes. She had been in China. All right. Sister Philip Neary and Sister, I forget the other one's name, had to teach catechism at Murrensville or one of those places in the area where we used to teach catechism on Sunday. Anyway, they would be going over to church, and she heard them getting ready, so she called, and Sister Philip Neary went to see what was the matter, and when they found out, she said, "Now, I shouldn't have eaten that ice cream last night." She said, "I have indigestion," but she knew what she had. She knew. So she said, "I want you to call the hospital." So they did. But it was 9:30 before the hospital came for her. And she was taken over there. Sister Fabian was in charge. She said, "We have this room all fixed up nice, ready for you." And Sister Christina said, "Now, don't be fussing around." She said, "I'm not going to be here very long." And Sister Baby said, "Indeed, we're going to keep you for at least a week." She said, "What do you think we fixed up this nice room for you for?" And Sister Christina said, "You'll see. I'll be out of here before the week's half over." And sure enough, she died on Wednesday. Oh, we felt terrible, just terrible. All right, we got Mother Bonaventure for a local superior in her place. She finished out the year. And that was terrible, terrible. I mean, the adjustment and everything, you know, and missing Sister Christina the way we did. Oh, gracious, because everybody just loved Sister Christina. Well, anyway, I went back to Holy Rosary many years later and had Sister Evangelist was up here, and that was my last mission before I went to the hospital. I went to the hospital in 1966, and I stayed there until I came here. I came here on Halloween 1971. I've been here ever since.
What was your work at the hospital?
I was sacristan. And I did sewing from morning to night when I wasn't working in the chapel. I had both chapels, the hospital chapel and the nurse's home chapel. And there was plenty to do all the time. And sometimes I would touch up the linens if they'd come from the laundry and they wouldn't be absolutely what I considered perfect enough to put on. I'd touch them up myself. And I did I made all the white habits for the nuns, whole sets of them. I used to help take care of Sister Jane Frances when she got so that she couldn't feed herself. I used to go in to feed her. I did all her correspondence for her. She's the one that taught me how to make the white habits. They were made different from our habits. They had a yoke on them, you know, and you pleated the material onto the yoke and so